The Torah tells us very little about the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah. What it does tell us is that we need there to be a trua, the sounding of a trua. We learn from Yovel that it's with a shofar. And that there needs to be a zikaron, a zichron trua. This is why these elements of shofar, of trua, and of zikaron are emphasized in Rosh Hashanah. We say, v'titen lenu Hashem Elokeinu et yom hazikaron hazeh, yom trua. We mention it as both, even though generally we only mention a day of Yom Tov as one thing. It's a zikaron and it's a trua. The zikaron, though, is more pronounced in our tefillot. We call it Yom HaZikaron, for example, in Yal V'Yavo, which is actually a tefillah based on Rosh Hashanah, v'zichron, v'zichron, v'zichron. But interestingly, the aspect, the element most emphasized on Rosh Hashanah is Malchiyot. It's what we begin the trio of Malchiyot, Zichronot, and Shofarot with. It's what threads all of our tefillot, and of course we continue with it through the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, HaMelech HaKadosh, HaMelech HaMishpat, etc. And this is surprising because the Torah never mentions Malchiyot regarding Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara explains that anywhere where you have a Zichronot, you need Malchiyot. And the Sifri, the Medrash Halacha, adds on that you need Malchiyot first, before the Zichronot and the Shofarot. Why? The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tetzayin explains that Malchiyot is what allows Zichronot to accomplish its goal. Zikaron, the memory, is on the one hand what we remember, and through that, what God remembers as relevant to us. On Rosh Hashanah, we want God to look at us positively, to look at us in light of the positive memories we ourselves identify with. May God remember Akedat Yitzchak as something relevant for us because we see ourselves as people ready to commit ourselves to that same degree, not necessarily in death, but in life, to God and His will. When we remember and identify with these things, God associates them with us. This identification hinges on and is embodied by Malchiyot, to use the words of the Gemara, Imru lefanai malchiot, say the psukim of malchiot, b'chdei shetam lichuni alechem, so that you are being mamlech Hashem on yourselves. The Kotzker Rebbe said, people are so busy on Rosh Hashanah being mamlech Hashem on the whole world, they don't have the time to be mamlech God on themselves. But that obviously is the focal point. And when we're mamlech God on ourselves, then the Gemara continues, Rosh Hashanah daf tetzayin, imru lefanai zichronot, k'dei sheyale zichronechem lefanai letova, so that the memory of you will come up before me in a positive sense. The avoda we have on Rosh Hashanah is appreciating God as our creator and the world's creator, and His will, the reason why we're here, and to focus on the extent to which we actually live our lives based on this recognition, and wanting to live our lives more clearly based on this recognition. When we're mamlech Hashem on ourselves, when we can truly internalize and identify with the concept of Malchiyot, when our memories, our focus, are on commitment to God, to the level of Akedat Yitzchak, then we can hope that we'll be remembered positively on Yom HaZikaron Hazeh, and Tka B'Shofar Gadol L'Chirotenu, God will sound the great shofar for our freedom, both on an individual level and on a communal level, for us and for all of Am Yisrael. I wish all of you a good, sweet year, not just good objectively, but one where you appreciate God's brachot, full of good health, Simcha and Nachat, and I look forward to continuing to share Torah with all of you and continuing to grow with all of you in the coming year and years to come. Shana Tova.